This is a Centene podcast. Colonoscopy. My doctor is recommending a colonoscopy. What is it? A colonoscopy is a procedure used to examine your rectum and colon. It is a safe test that can provide important information to your doctor. A long, flexible tube with a camera is inserted through the anus. This tube is then advanced through the colon. The camera allows the doctor to see the entire colon and look for any suspicious areas. If a suspicious area is seen during the test, the doctor can take a small sample for further analysis. Why should I get this procedure? There are many reasons your doctor may recommend this test. It is most commonly used to evaluate the following: as a screening exam for colon cancer, rectal bleeding, any change in bowel habits, such as diarrhea or constipation, unexplained rectal or abdominal pain. Colon cancer is the fourth most common cancer in the United States, and the third leading cause of cancer-related death. Colonoscopy is very good at diagnosing colon cancer early when it can still be treated. All adults should receive a colonoscopy at age 50 to screen for colon cancer. If this is normal, it is common to repeat it in 5 to 10 years. If there are any abnormalities, it is repeated sooner. If you have a family history of colon cancer, talk to your doctor. He may recommend this test earlier than age 50. Is there anything I need to do before the exam? Once your colonoscopy is scheduled, your doctor will provide you with instructions on how to prepare for the test. Make sure you read these instructions ahead of time. It is important that your colon is completely empty of stool prior to the exam. If there is stool present, your doctor will not be able to see clearly. On the day before the exam, you will need to avoid solid food. You can eat clear foods and liquids. Examples of these are water, clear broths, beef, chicken, or vegetable, lemon-lime soda, lemonade, sports drinks, and Jell-O. Try not to drink any liquids dyed red, purple, or orange. On the evening before the colonoscopy, you will also need to take a laxative in two parts. The first part is a pill you take by mouth. This pill is usually taken in the late afternoon. The second is a powder that is mixed with water. This is most commonly called go lightly. Many say drinking this liquid is the most unpleasant part of the exam. Cooling the liquid over ice or in the refrigerator improves the taste. Plan on drinking about one cup every 15 to 30 minutes until finished. You will begin to have watery diarrhea within a short time after drinking the solution. Make sure you are able to stay home so you are near a toilet. Can I take my other medicines on the day of this procedure? You can take most medicines right up to the day of the procedure. Some medicines can increase the risk of heavy bleeding if you need a biopsy during the procedure. These include Coumadin or Warfarin, aspirin, or Plavix. Tell your doctor if you are taking any of these medicines. He will let you know if and when you need to stop taking them. What should I expect on the day of the procedure? Before the test, the doctor will meet with you briefly to discuss the procedure and answer any questions you may have. He will review the risks and benefits of the procedure and ask you to sign a consent form. Next, you will be asked to change into a medical gown. A nurse will place an IV in your hand or arm. You will be connected to a machine to measure your heart rate and blood pressure during the exam. Sedation is recommended. Sometimes a mild sedative is given as a pill. Other times, sedation can be given through your IV or combined with an IV pain medicine. This procedure is not painful but can be uncomfortable. Many people sleep during the exam. Others are very relaxed. You'll be asked to lie on your side on the exam table. You will need to roll up into a ball with your knees pulled towards your chest. The doctor will then insert the colonoscope into your rectum. Air will be pumped into your colon using the scope so the doctor can see well. You may notice some abdominal cramping or feel the urge to have a bowel movement during the exam. This is normal. If the doctor sees any polyps, growths of tissue, he will remove them. Having a polyp removed will not hurt. If there is anything suspicious, he will take tissue samples. You should expect the procedure to take about 20 minutes to 1 hour. After the procedure, it will take about an hour for the sedative to wear off. You will need to arrange for someone to take you home after the exam. Expect to be a little drowsy for the remainder of the day. You may notice you feel bloated or are passing a lot of gas following the exam. This is normal. It is also normal to pass a small amount of blood with your first bowel movement after the exam. Is this procedure safe? Colonoscopy is a safe procedure. Complications are rare, but can occur. The most common complications are bleeding. This can occur following biopsies, but is usually minimal. A tear in the colon. This is a serious problem, but happens uncommonly. Side effects from the sedative medications. Make sure you let your doctor know if you have any of the following symptoms: severe abdominal pain, vomiting, fever, rectal bleeding greater than a few tablespoons.
All information in this podcast is provided to you as general, educational information only, and is not intended as medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the counsel of your physician or healthcare provider who is familiar with your own unique needs and circumstances.